Casey Miner's joined now with ICAM Manning head of football coach Corey McCarville. Coach, how has practice been this week leading up to week one?
Well, it's been a challenge with the heat that we had this week. You know, we had to find some creative ways to get our practice in to ensure that everyone was safe. You know, we had to go in the mornings quite a bit just to make sure that no one was going to have any heat-related problems. But so far, things have gone well this week in practice.
You talk about those challenges with the heat. Do you think that'll affect the kids going into tonight's game?
I certainly hope not. I mean, it's always a challenge the first week. There's always an issue with cramping. My concern, obviously, this week is, you know, we've told the kids that they need to hydrate like crazy so they don't cramp up. But that's obviously my number one concern is cramping. There's always cramps week one. And then with the heat that we've had all week, hopefully the kids are properly hydrated. Because if they try to hydrate at the game, it's going to be too little too late. So my biggest concern with that is going to be cramps.
And I know we talked a little bit for the preview show, but we could see some new kids and new roles for you guys this year offensively. What will some of those new positions look like for some kids?
Well, you know, we've always kind of taken the attitude of we want to get our best 16 guys on the field, and if we have to move them around position by position, you know, that's something that we've done here for a long time. You know, Trey Yaza, he was kind of a backup fullback for a long time. We moved him to tight end. Lane Sams was our tight end last year. We moved him to a wing, and I think those guys have both done a nice job. You know, Ross Kuzel, you know, he's been bouncing back and forth between quarterback and wide receiver. You know, Ben Ramsey was a kid that he played a little bit of tight end last year. We got to find a way to get him on the field. Davis Rasmussen is a sophomore, very fast kid for us. And I think he's had a really, really good first couple weeks of practice. So he's a kid that could potentially do some good things for us.
Any new faces we could see on the field tonight against East Sac for you guys that maybe didn't get a lot of varsity time last year?
Well, yeah, every year you have to bring new guys into the fold. You know, we were in an odd spot last year, you know, especially on the defensive side of the ball. You know, we would have five freshmen out there at any given point last year. I don't know if any freshmen are quite ready to play prominent roles this year. But we do have a couple guys that were backups that we're going to start. Aiden Stengel, he was a backup for us last year. He's going to have an opportunity to start on the O-line, and hopefully he continues to grow and improve. You know, Josh Walker, he started on the O-line for us last year, and I think he's going to see a little bit more time on defense as well this year. And, you know, we were fortunate that we have a number of guys returning as well. You know, we have a couple new faces, but we also have a lot of returning players from last year. Ben Langham, I think he's had a really good camp so far. Now, he didn't start the year at fullback last year, but he's kind of settled into that role. So we're expecting good things from some of these guys.
You mentioned having the four or five freshmen that would start on defense at any time for you. Do you feel like that experience last year will help you guys going into especially week one, but as the season goes along as well?
Well, I hope so. I mean, hopefully they continue to grow and improve. I know I've been happy with what I've seen from a physicality standpoint. I think they're a little bit bigger and a little bit stronger than what they were a year ago. I think they've matured mentally a little bit as well. So hopefully we continue to see growth, and hopefully they'll kind of understand and what they need to do, and them and all the other upperclassmen can, you know, kind of get the ball rolling.
And then looking at tonight's game, you guys have East Sac. The first time you've played them in a while, what do you know about the Raiders going into tonight's matchup?
Well, we always know that Coach McCullough does a great job. They're always well-prepared. I know that they're kind of like us, and they don't have tremendous numbers. I think they're in the low 30s just like we are. I know they also are kind of moving some people around positionally, trying to get their best athletes on the field. I know that they return anybody that touched the ball last year. All their skilled people are back, and their top tackler is back. So it's going to be a good challenge for us.
You mentioned that they return a lot of production like you guys do. Who are some of the people, you know, maybe defensively for you guys, you're going to try to key on that East Sac offense to not get going in tonight's matchup?
Well, obviously the thing that you always have to do in high school football is control the line of scrimmage. I know that they have a couple returning linemen, and I know some of them, I think, on tape, they appear like they're, you know, pretty good football players. So I think if we can have some success up front, I think if we have success up front, we have a shot to be successful in the game.
You mentioned having success up front. Do you think that you with the pressure that you could get and winning the line of scrimmage, maybe blitz a little bit more on the defensive side of the ball tonight?
Well, I don't know. I think it depends on the situation. There's times we'll blitz and times we'll have to play coverage. I mean, I just, you always play game situations down in distance, location on the field, personnel. There's a variety of things that all factor into what you're going to do from a defensive standpoint.
And then looking at the offensive side of the ball for you guys, anything special we could see tonight and maybe something new to kind of throw this ESAC defense off, I should say, coming into tonight's matchup?
I think we always try to put different wrinkles in depending on what we'd have from a personnel standpoint. It's never completely the same one year to the next. I think that we're going to have to try to be a little bit more balanced. You know, last year we were very, very run heavy. You know, we didn't throw the ball a lot. So I think we're going to have to be a little bit more run balanced than what we've been in the past. I'm not saying we're going to be 50-50 split, but I think we're going to have to pass the ball a little bit more than what we've done in the past.
And you mentioned having to pass the ball a little bit more. Ben Ramsey, you said, mentioned going to take over some quarterback roles for you. Does that worry you a little bit, a kid that only threw three passes this year or last year in his first varsity action, or do you feel comfortable getting the ball in Ben's hands?
No, I'm more than comfortable with Ben throwing the ball. I know he doesn't have a lot of reps at quarterback, but to me it's one of those things where you have to look at the advantage of being a multi-sport athlete. And, you know, I think Ben started pretty much every basketball game last year, and he started for the baseball team in the last 2 years, so he's got plenty of experience at playing varsity athletics. He's very competitive. He's very, very smart. He comes from a good family. His old, you know, he had an older brother that played quarterback for me a few years ago, so I think he has a better grasp of what we're trying to do than about anybody else.
Coach McCarville, those are the only questions I have for you. I want to thank you for joining us before tonight's game.
Thank you.